The Rancor's Brothel presents
Control Copy. Delta Green Scenario.
Are you driving or am I?
I'll drive.
Do you have any drive skill?
Yeah, I got drive.
Drive fast.
Roll me drive.
F*** me. We may crash.
Can we aid in this?
Oh, no, I don't have drive. You have drive, right? Oh, no,
Nope, you're driving. Roll and drive.
Shit. I revamped shit earlier. I forgot I didn't have drive.
You're driving. Roll and drive.
24 out of 20.
That's 74.
Oh, sorry. This thing was in the way.
No, that's a 14. I saw it.
He just flipped it.
No, he did not.
I hit a rough patch.
Speed bump. Mr. Winters or Mr. Sumner, I suppose I can call you Mr. Sumner now since we're alone. Marcus, you see the car that you've been following generally pacing just slam on the gas and just peel rubber and just take the fuck off.
I will call him.
Do you have his number?
Nope.
That's basic tradecraft. We would at least have...
Would you have given him your number, Mr. Winters?
I would not have willingly given it. Just been like, hey, have my number.
You see them peel off in a rip of smoke.
I will attempt to follow.
You need to make a drive roll, please.
That's a 6.
You are significantly a better driver. And you actually realize how much gas he's wasting and how inefficient he is by like weaving through traffic like it's Tokyo Drift style. You realize that you could easily pass him and overtake him and get there faster, but he's just...
I don't know where I'm going.
Right, so you're able to keep to keep pace with him. Where are you going, Lucas? You're driving.
We'll go to Duchesne's, yeah?
You pull up at Duchesne's. There is a squad car there.
All right.
What the hell's going on?
Well, we got a phone call, and I like to play crazy taxi on the weekends.
Did you give me a fake number?
I didn't give you a number.
Make this exchange.
You didn't ask for it.
You guys did this of your own devising.
Yeah,
don't look at
me. I know.
Guys are playing cloak and dagger amongst yourselves.
For some odd reason.
You know, it's a spy game, I guess.
Sure.
It's
a cooperative game, but sure.
I'm sorry for playing a character.
You guys all pull up. You see a squad car out front.
I will relay what happened to Winters.
Winters, Mr. Brad Winters, you are now in on the story. What are you guys' next actions?
Knocking on the door.
Going in, yeah.
Oh, you see Duchesne open the door and he's kind of got his cane there. He's like, Mr. Winters and Pete and Mr. Byers, please, the squad car was out and I got nervous that maybe they chased him to my home.
Nope, just send it for...
No, okay.
Precaution.
I appreciate that. I'm very nervous. Sorry. I was much stronger as a younger man. What can I do for you?
I'm going to need to hear that message.
He comes over and he shows you whatever sort of recording device that he has.
Yeah.
Didn't actually say that he had a rotary phone. I just kind of liked the flare of it and then realized, shit, he's got to have a message. And he clicks and he begins to play it. And it's just real, like, raspy. And after a few seconds of that, you hear, "You're next, old man." Click.
You will die in 7 days. Did you watch a video?
We did.
Please, I'm just afraid that he's gonna, I mean, he has copies of the keys to the house, and I gave him a key so he could bring in the groceries. I'm just terrified that he's gonna show up, he's gonna kill me. I mean, I'm an old man, but...
Put the old man up at the hotel room, different room than us, same hotel.
No, you, I just, yeah, I just, is you, I don't know if it's protocol, but if one of you, one of you could, I don't know, I've got a spare bed. No, that's crazy. I'm sorry. I'm beside myself. And you see, he like reaches over and there's a bottle of something and he's pouring himself a glass and just sort of trembling as he puts it to his lips. I can't believe Arvin would do this. We've been so good. I don't understand. Maybe he did do this to Eileen and her husband. And oh my god, what did he do?
I'd stay in here.
Let's put some of this shit.
I think we need to get you out of here.
No. I can't do that.
Why not?
It's just I don't. I don't know. It's just it's my home. It's and my things are here, and I don't know.
He'll take care of his birds. Cuckoo.
You see an empty bird cage with fresh newspaper in it, and seed just lying on the newspaper.
Exactly.
Duct tape around the bird's neck.
And possibly fresh cat litter box.
Oh, little Rufus hasn't gone today. Better change it anyway. It's like a dead cat laying somewhere.
At least one smell. Mr. Duchesne, for your safety, we should get you out of here.
I don't like leaving my home. It's just not.
How fond are you of breathing?
Yes, I understand.
We need to get you out of here and keep you safe, and there'll be officers here to keep an eye on the house.
Okay.
We'll rent another room, and Mr. Byers will stay with you.
Okay. Yes. That would be quite nice. I think. I must. Hold on.
We go behind. Hey Jeff, there's a bus. We go behind Byers' back and just, you know.
It's nice. I understand. Yes. Let me go and get some things together.
And he picks up, there's a little bag sitting next to, you know, a little go bag. And like you see him, he grabs like a flashlight and he grabs an ashtray and he grabs As You Like It. And he like, he totters off to his room and he's throwing like odds and ends. There's a really new baseball that he throws in there and just. He starts packing his bag.
We could be running out of time.
Jar of olives.
No, we. Yes, okay.
And he just keeps putting stuff in there. I mean, it's going to take him the better part of 45 minutes to pack. Cause
can I persuade him to move to just take the essentials and not everything he's grabbing on at once?
I am taking the essentials.
Please, Duchesne, we need to get you out of here quickly.
Where am I going to put my ashes when I smoke?
Smoke outside.
They don't.
That would be littering. The hotel's non-smoking. You'll have to go outside to smoke.
Right, but you put your ashes in your.
And he walks off, and he's putting things together. Okay. And do you got whose car is he riding in?
I've already left.
And you see him. He like. It's March, it's New Jersey, it's chilly, but it's winter is basically over. And you see him, he puts on a big heavy coat, and he puts on, like, gloves, and then he puts on gloves on top of the gloves, and he puts on a hood that comes down and a hat, and he's like, okay. He's like, sorry, old man, blood circulation, you know? And he's got his little,
Mr.
like,
Byers,
doctor's
bag. He'll get you there, he'll draw you a nice bath.
When I got there, I would have asked you for your number.
He really hung up on this thing.
I would have given you a number.
Okay, I'm going to text that number and say, check the house.
Did you give him the real number?
Check the house?
Yeah.
Which house?
Duchesne's.
Oh.
Did you give him the real number or no?
Yeah.
Okay. You get a text message that says, check the house.
Thumbs up emoji.
All right, so you're driving around the block to come back and check the house.
Yeah.
You two are driving him back.
Yeah.
Oh, there are the two of you. What happened to Mr. Winters?
It's all right. He's going to just check up on the place real quick. We'll be back.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Just want to make sure everyone's safe. I would hate for Arvin to take advantage of anyone.
Right.
Yes.
No, we'll
so he sort of
We'll get you settled. We'll draw you a nice bath.
He wrings his hands and sort of keeps his head down. How are you checking out the house?
I mean, I failed my search roll earlier.
Hefton did not do it at all.
With a hazmat suit on? That's probably the best way to do it.
I guess I'll just roll a search.
How are you getting into the house?
They're there at the house.
Right. The old man would have locked his house up as he left. Safety, you know.
Mm-hmm. Click.
No, the officers would have been needing to get in there to deal with the recording and everything.
Roll bureaucracy.
54 out of 50.
Mm. He's convinced they'll be better off locked up. He even ejects the tape and hands it to you.
Yeah, plug that into your iPad, will you?
Yeah.
So, what are you doing to get into the house?
I got a lockpick.
Okay.
And I failed it. Pretty huge.
The officer in the squad car turns on the spotlight. He's like, what are you doing?
Just checking out the house.
Oh, okay.
Making sure it's locked.
Thought about them shooting first, but it's okay. Jordan's back! Blam, blam, blam!
I am going to text Gambison. Where did that call come from?
It came from inside.
They actually triangulate it. Ocean City is not the best. They triangulate it within a mile of the address. So it's from
man's address.
Yes.
Is that house that's for sale within a mile of that address?
That house is 2.5 hours away in Newark.
I keep thinking it's in Ocean City. How far away is our hotel?
5-10 minutes.
Can I roll stealth to sneak to a window and try to get in that way?
Who are you stealthing from?
You said there's a cop there.
Yeah, they were told to watch the house. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Stealth.
That's
The hell are you doing?
Man, I'm so tempted to just shoot first. This is 2016. People get shot for having cigarettes. You think they won't shoot you for trying to break into a house where they think a murderer's going? Just pump.
Here he knows I'm there.
Pump action shotgun. Boom!
Both barrels.
Checking the perimeter.
All right.
Pump action shotguns don't have more than one barrel, Lucas.
Oh, I just heard shotgun.
So you guys get to the hotel. You're screwing around at the house. What are you guys doing with him? He's like, as you pull up and slow down, he's like ducking down so that no one can see him.
Okay. Putting him in a hotel room.
Aren't I less safe if I stay alone?
We have officers watching. We need to help secure things.
But which room are you gentlemen in? Which room? Which? This is a small motel. There's like 7 rooms.
Yeah.
We're right next door.
So I'm in 3 and you're in 4?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. And you're in 5?
Yes.
And is he in 6? But that means no one's in 2. What if Chilton's in 2?
I'll go knock.
That's why we have officers securing the site.
Okay, I don't see any officers, but I trust you. You gentlemen know what you're doing, but I would really feel safer if someone stayed with me. But I understand. It's okay.
Don't worry, we'll be right back.
Okay. So he goes into the room.
Read your book, take a bath, relax.
What do you gentlemen like to do now that you've secured him in room number 3?
Texting Gambison, let him know where Duchesne is.
Yep.
Keep a car outside.
Okay. Got it. Anyone doing anything else?
One of us should probably catch some Z's.
Okay. There's 2 queen beds in there. He's waiting.
Yeah. I got my own room. No, I didn't know. I don't know how fatigue worked in this game.
It's not for a while.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can sleep if you want. You are tired from a long day.
Yeah, I've been driving all day.
So are you going to sleep then?
At least rest my eyes a bit.
Okay. What are you doing? Are you still investigating the house?
I'm going back to bed.
Okay.
I'll text him and say, I found nothing.
Dick.
Okay.
Going to sleep?
Sure.
Okay.
I will check back in with Duchesne, say, I'm next door. There's a cop car outside. We're all good. Get some sleep.
Okay. I will. Okay. You all go to sleep. Okay.
I go to sleep.
No. damn it.
No. No, I'm not sleeping. I'm just kind of resting.
There's either you're staying up or you're sleeping.
I can sit down and relax and not go to sleep.
So what are you doing?
I'm going to bed.
You're going to sleep.
Staying up, keeping an eye out.
You're staying up, keeping an eye out.
Same. Making sure my gun is nice and ready.
Roll me Constitution. Both of you.
Con times five?
Yeah, by five. Roll your by five score.
Pass.
I think I fell asleep.
I think you fell asleep. You didn't mean to. You're sitting upright in a chair looking out the window, but you definitely fell asleep on the bed. Lucas is awake. Lucas, make me an alertness roll.
Pass.
So you're kind of...
I have a feeling I didn't want to pass that one.
You've got the TV going, right?
No.
So you just... Okay. You go pee. Sure. I don't know. At some point, it occurs to you that the cop car is empty.
Okay.
The officer who was sitting in that cop car is no longer in that cop car.
All right. I grab my sidearm and open the door very slowly.
Okay.
Kind of take a left and right sweep. Do I see anybody?
Nope.
I tap on the door, on his door.
How hard do you tap?
Lightly.
You get no response immediately.
Tap a little louder.
You do see that the next door down appears to be open a crack. Duchesne's door.
I pound on his door.
Now you're awake.
Yeah.
I tell him, Duchesne's door is open. The cop's missing. I'll go walk around the cop car. Do I find a dead cop?
You don't see anyone.
Bloodstains?
Nope.
Forced entry?
Nope.
I'm checking the hotel room.
Okay. You see the room at first glance looks empty. Do you bust in there? Or are you...
Yeah.
So you, boom, kick open the door. As soon as you do...
The unarmed guy, yes.
Boom! You kick open the door, and you see you all of a sudden see Alexander pop up from behind the bed. Who is it? Who is it?
It's Byers.
What's going on out there? He seemed to have been like, you know how you kind of have bed, and then you know around the corner bathroom.
Yeah.
He was like, not in the bathroom. He was like. Maybe almost like he was hiding behind the second bed between the bed and the wall, if that makes sense.
Right.
What's going on? I don't understand.
What was going on? What did you hear?
I heard you kick open the door.
Your door was open.
My door was open. I don't know. I don't know. Is he in my bathroom? Is he in the closet?
I'll step up to the door. You find anything?
Sweep the room.
Sweep the room. Go wake up Winters. I keep forgetting which name you're going by.
I will. I'm staying until you swept the room.
I will sweep the room. I'll go straight to the bathroom first. Get the door open.
Okay. You see a bathroom. Shower curtain pulled. That's what you see.
So I open the curtain.
You don't see anything.
I look up. I look down.
Don't see anything.
Is there a cabinet in there?
No.
Like one large enough for someone to crawl in?
No.
Is there a closet in this?
Probably some semblance of a closet, yeah.
Closet empty?
Yes.
You had to think kind of hard on that?
Just thinking.
I even get down and look under the beds.
You do not see a thing.
Room's clean. Cop's missing.
I'll go wake up Winters.
Winters is awoken.
I am?
Yep. You're awake.
I don't want to be. Yeah, okay. I'll get up.
Okay.
What's going on?
That's a good question.
Why the hell did you wake me up?
The cop's missing. His, Duchesne's door was open. He had no idea, apparently, the door was open. Human, by the way.
Yeah.
Either one of you assholes were staying with him, like I said.
Why didn't you stay with him?
No. I wasn't with him.
Made human.
He seems very distracted. Very distracted. Almost like he's hearing things or something, like he's... And now that you think about it, he's been that way the last couple times you've spoken to him, but now it's significantly more pronounced. Do you think Chilton's coming for me?
I honestly don't know.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I don't know what to do. That poor man.
I'm going back to bed.
Okay.
Front desk.
Sure. There's someone asleep at the front desk.
I try to knock, whatever I gotta do, wake him up.
Okay.
You see a police officer coming here anytime soon?
He shakes his head.
You got cameras out here?
Anybody else?
They shake their head. Are you going with him then?
No, I wouldn't be.
So you're with Duchesne, and you went back to bed.
Nobody came in and out today? Nope. Anybody else get any rooms today?
Nope.
Yeah.
He looks to you and he goes, can we close the door? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm assuming there's a table and chairs.
Yeah. There's a little table with a chair, and then there's two queen size mattresses or whatever, full whatever they put in there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Byers. I just don't feel safe.
Honestly, I don't blame you.
Do anything else with the night clerk?
He's got no information for me. I'll go back to the room with Duchesne.
Okay.
What do we do now, agents?
It's like 2:30 or 3 in the morning.
Is there any way to get a hold of that cop that's outside of Duchesne's place? Can you get a hold of Gambison?
Yeah, I'll get a hold of Gambison.
Let's check up on his place.
I mean, it's the middle of the night, right?
Yes.
Did I get an answer?
It's going to take a while. What are you doing, Lucas?
I mean, I'm peeking out windows.
Can you close the door, please?
Yeah, the door's closed.
Okay.
You're calling Gambison.
Yep.
I'm looking
out windows, but I keep glancing back at Duchesne because he's getting sketchy on me.
Okay. Yep.
Do I need to roll something for that?
No. He seems to be opening up his bag and pulling out the few items that were still left in there. It looks like he's distributed his ashtray sitting out, his flashlight sitting out, and you see him kind of moving things around, his copy of As You Like It sitting out, and he's kind of just sort of sitting. Where are you at? Are you...
I would be in front of the door. I don't know how the windows are set up on this thing. Is there a window on either side of the door?
No, it's just a window, one window to the side.
Okay, so then I would be peeking out through the curtain while hiding my body behind the door so that my whole body is not in the window view.
Okay. And you're calling Gambison?
Yeah.
He says, okay, are you in the room? You're in the room?
I want to know what the hell happened to your cop that was supposed to be out here. Car's empty.
Okay. He's like, hold on. Let me call dispatch. Let me call dispatch. Let me see what I can do. Maybe we can squawk him or something. Maybe he walked the perimeter and you guys just haven't seen him. Has anyone checked the perimeter at all?
No, I haven't wanted to leave him alone.
Right. Okay. We'll see what we can do. I'll get back to you in 5 minutes. Are you guys doing anything?
I'm waiting on Gambison to get back to us.
Where are you?
I'm in the hotel room.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's laying his stuff out on the dresser on the bed, something.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you play chess with him on your phone or something? Keep him occupied.
All right.
We're giving nothing for Cody to work with. We're too much. I don't
know. About 2 minutes later, you probably wouldn't know what it was. You definitely would know what it was. You hear what's called a squelch.
Okay.
Which is when someone opens a CB radio.
Yeah.
And it clicks.
Okay.
And you hear,
scorecard 259, scorecard 259.
Am I hearing it from the car?
No.
Am I hearing it from the room I'm standing in?
Yes, you are.
I immediately spin about.
Wide-eyed, everyone's looking at each other.
It's a CB.
Scorecard 259, please come in. Where is it?
It's coming from the bathroom.
I was in the bathroom. I will, again, gun in hand, go into the bathroom and look around for the radio.
What are you doing?
Stay in here with him, and I'll go check the bathroom. Keep that ready.
Most unfortunate. He's sitting there, and he's holding the ashtray. He's wringing it in his hands.
Mr. Duchesne, everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Humid.
You're going to the bathroom?
Yes.
Ought to.
Scorecard 259, please report.
Should be easy to find.
Sounds like it's coming from inside the bathtub.
Yeah, I'll check it.
You pull the curtain back and there's nothing there.
I will feel inside.
Yep.
Invisible dead body?
Lucas.
Yes.
You realize, as he's standing there, or as he's sitting there, he's holding that ashtray really funny. That's what your humant roll gives you.
Okay.
Jeff, please make me a sand roll.
Yeah. Made it.
You put your hand down, and, like, you expect to go down and feel porcelain, right?
Yeah.
You get about a foot and a half down, and you feel something soft and pillow-like that's really warm.
Okay.
And you lift your hand back up, and your hand is covered in blood.
Yeah.
I'll give you sand loss of one on that. It's unnatural. As...
I mean, if I noticed that he was holding that thing weird, I would ask him to put it down.
It's fine. It's an old man holding an ashtray.
Yeah. But if it's weird, if I notice that it's weird...
No, he's just holding an ashtray. You hear a gunshot. A big, loud, goddamn gunshot.
It wasn't me.
And you look up that rule that I just looked up again, because I think it's going to be real bad. Somebody's going to get mad at me sooner or later. I just really wanted to do this solo, because that would have made it so much better. Troy, make me an alertness roll plus 40.
I mean, I add 40 to the roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, you add 40 to your current score.
But to my current score?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
You hear a gunshot from, like, 20 feet away.
From what direction?
From the direction of the room.
I'll get up.
Hold on, we'll get there.
Or not.
Lucas, how many hit points do you have?
What the fuck?
14.
Not anymore.
What just happened?
Your world fades to black. Jeff, what would you like to do? You hear a gunshot from, like, 2 feet away.
I am feeling around in that tub.
You're feeling warmth and blood.
Yeah, I'm assuming I'm feeling a belt, too. Because I hear a radio.
Give me a search roll.
Nope.
You're feeling a lot of things. You are out of bed... What is your dex?
Like 10.
What is your dex?
14.
You hear a gunshot in the other room. I will give you another action, because your dex is higher.
Okay.
This gunshot is literally like from you to Troy.
I don't find anything of use in the tub.
Oh, shit. With another action, can he search again, or is that...
Really depends on what he wants to do right now. He has no clue what the sit rep is in the other room, but he hears a loud gunshot, and you probably hear a thump.
Okay, this is a little crappy motel, right?
Yeah.
They've got a regular-style toilet in the...
Sure.
I'm grabbing the tank lid.
Uh-huh. Okay. You've got the tank lid. Okay. All right. We'll see how that goes.
I'm going to bust the shit out of the first thing that comes around that corner.
Okay.
It's an old man.
Whatever.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Sure. What do you want to say?
Falsini?
No response.
Yeah.
Because
I wouldn't know that you're dead.
I don't even know what the fuck happened, so...
Oh, I'm pretty sure you're decorating the hotel room now.
I'm sure. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, I can't do this the way I want, so we'll just go
with
it.
You were shot.
It.
Right, but I wasn't. I didn't get an alertness roll to look for anything, so...
Nope.
I don't know. You, Byers... You don't know the rules, so I'm not going to totally fuck you on the rules. You've grabbed the tanklet, are you holding your action just like you would in D&D?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I need to know. Where are you currently standing? Are you standing to the back of the room, or are you standing near the door of the bathroom? Or are you standing in the shower?
I'm assuming I would be standing with my back to the bathroom door, waiting for something to come into view.
It's going to be very hard to do that because it is a small bathroom. There are hard angles on that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Where else am I going to stand?
There's literally like 2 steps back near the toilet or closer to the door.
Or in the bathtub.
Those are essentially your three options. But...
I mean, if the bathroom's designed like most hotel bathrooms, the door would open towards the tub.
Yes.
So you could essentially stand in the tub and still be behind the door.
Yeah.
If you want to hide or close the door.
I'm not necessarily looking to hide. I'm looking to stay in cover until I can smack the shit out of something.
That's going
to
be your only way of cover.
What I'm trying to point out is that you do not really have good cover.
Right.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
The door.
Because you will get your smash, but theoretically after whoever else is in the dex order goes.
Oh.
Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You see Mr. Juice Shane step around the corner holding a smoking ashtray. Please roll me sand.
Missed it by one.
On a fail, go ahead and figure out what the score is later. Roll me another sand roll.
Fail.
So as you're standing there looking at him, you're going, why is the end of that ashtray smoking? And as you stare at the ashtray, you realize that it's not an ashtray. It is, in fact, a smoking Glock. So we'll lose you D4 of sand for that. That's unnatural, so you don't get any ticks for that.
Oh, I don't?
No. No ticks for unnatural. Unnatural is just unnatural. You cannot be prepared for it. Duchesne, who now sounds a little different, says something to the effect of, I will make the way. With your blood, I will make the way for him, for he is the power, for the way is the flesh.
Hang on.
You got better percentage odds than Lucas, because you actually know he's holding the gun instead of an ashtray.
Right.
How many hit points did you hit me with?
So he got an attack on a surprised opponent.
Which is an automatic crit.
Which means
it's
an automatic crit, which automatically doubles my damage, and I rolled a 10.
Okay.
So poor Pete's brains are literally covering the whole wall. Cool. Your wife's going to be very unhappy.
I'm sure she
is. Maybe you should have called her.
Who's gone?
What rule are you looking for, Jeff? Because I need to shoot you.
Fighting back.
I think you have to take that.
Do you
that.
Not get your chance to swing since you had that action ready?
I don't know that there's a ready. I think there's a hold.
Well, you said ready earlier.
You have to fight back at a dex order that's higher than you, I believe.
Really?
Yes. And it opposes hand-to-hand, not handgun.
Yep. Hand-to-hand.
He hits for 7 points of damage.
Okay.
For he is the power, and he is the way, and he is the might, and he will open the portal, and your portal will be opened with the blood, for I will use your flesh, and your flesh shall be one with thee. You hear another gunshot. Definitely from Duchesne's room.
Yeah, I'm, like, out the fucking door.
Yeah, I know. At this point, you are at the door.
I'm grabbing a gun.
Oh, yeah, no. You're full on. You've got a pistol in hand. This is now you're acting at the bottom of the order, because you're 10.
Okay.
Duchesne is 11. You're 14. So you are now at the door.
Okay.
Because technically you would have gotten out of bed after all that last action happened. You're now at the door. Jeff.
Like my door?
No. You're now at the door to... You have to kick open the door now. You're at the door to Duchesne's apartment.
Okay.
It took you one round to draw your weapon, wake up from sleep, get out your room.
Yeah.
It took you an action to get two doors down and to be standing right there. Because I want to see what Jeff does with his tank lid.
I'm going to bash him over the fucking head with it.
Please make me a roll.
That'd be unarmed combat?
Yes.
Or weapon, or melee weapons.
Oh.
Melee weapons, probably.
That makes more sense.
To be fair, he should have gotten that, but that's okay. I gave it to him on Lucas, so I won't do that to Jeff. Because you now know that he's holding a gun.
Oh, good. I have a whole 30 in that.
Ha! You made it.
10.
What do I get to hit him with?
What are similar melee weapons? I mean, that's going to be heavy, so you're going to get extra damage for it.
I have, yeah, I was going to say, because the tactical knife is on my list, but it's not a knife, so
a that's 1d6. Nightstick is 1d6, a baseball bat is d8. I'm going to give you a d8, because, I mean, a tank lid is not light, and it's made of porcelain.
For 5 damage.
Okay. Let me check one thing. You knock him around, you bash him back away from you. Nope, that's not enough to do that. You expect to hit a frail old man?
Yeah.
And you hit something a little bit more solid than a frail old man. Is there a penalty for shooting that close? Very long or very short range? No, there's not. I don't think there's a problem with him firing into a melee attack either. Just to make it interesting, because that was a good shot. The strength's by 5, right?
Yeah.
He drops the gun when you hit him.
Nice.
Oh, did I do that wrong? That's unfortunate. That's okay. No, he's just got...
Are you not supposed to kill me?
No, he's got 2 different Glocks. That's okay.
No.
How do you roll melee? Is there a skill for melee? Unarmed combat?
No, melee weapons.
Melee weapons is a thing.
And then unarmed combat's separate.
HL. Really? Let's do...
Is he fighting with fists or something else? If it's just fists, then it is unarmed combat.
Well, yeah, I know that. I did not realize melee combat is a skill.
Yeah.
That's weird. They didn't give him any points in that? He hauls off and punches you in the throat.
Okay.
He misses. So you knock the gun to the floor. He swings at you.
Okay.
Misses. Troy. Kicking in the door?
I mean, can I try the knob and see if it just opens?
I suppose you could, yeah.
Yeah.
I never locked it. I just closed it.
You open the door.
Okay.
You hear a tussle. You open the door. You know what? You're adapted. Roll me sand.
My brains are everywhere.
His head missing?
He probably hit my body with the
door. I failed.
I'm pretty sure sand loss for seeing a fellow agent murdered is pretty high. So we'll figure out what that role is.
Why would that be? I don't know the guy. One. I've seen...
Are you adapted to violence?
Same reason that it takes 6 weeks to understand a book in Cthulhu 6th edition. It's just
strange. No, because seeing a guy you talked to 20 minutes ago... Like, Lucas is not dead. Lucas no longer exists. Like, poor Pete's face is everywhere. That is just...
I'm now Pete Moss.
You're now significantly less solid than you were 30 seconds ago. All right, that's not so bad.
1d4. 1.
Okay. So apparently it doesn't bother you that much that there is fucking blood and gore everywhere. Can you roll me another sand?
Passed it. 22.
Oh.
I hit my sand back.
As you, for a second, you see Chilton standing over the top of a gun, and then you kind of like, and you shake your head and you blink twice, and then you see Duchesne with an ashtray laying at his feet. It's your action. What do you want to do?
Aren't they in the bathroom?
No,
I kind of just knocked him out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck is going on?
You see him. You see Duchesne turn and look at you. Your action, because I assume he's holding since he has no idea what's going on, which makes sense. Yeah. What would you like to do, Mr. Byers?
Smack him again.
Can I grab the gun and shoot him?
I would have to make it hard for you. Would have to make a skill roll to get to the gun, because it's kind of right like at his feet. You're gonna have to like fight your way through him. I would need some sort of skill test, like a dex check or something, to see if you can get in there without doing anything horrific.
Yeah, you're not the one with a particular set of skills.
I got the gun.
That'll do.
All right. You see Byers leap out of the bathroom and grab an ashtray. You are on the floor underneath Duchesne holding a Glock.
Okay.
Shoot him in the taint.
I'm shooting him.
Roll firearms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Face on it?
Yes.
Good luck.
I'll give you the plus 20 because you were close. I didn't give him the plus 20 on you because I gave you anyway.
Miss.
Roll me sand, Troy.
Fail.
Roll me 1d6, Troy.
Jesus. Cool. Four.
Holy shit. That ashtray just fired a goddamn round. Roll me sand, Troy.
So it doesn't change them. No, it works in. Pass that one.
For a second, he's holding a Glock, but now he's holding an ashtray. What was the default on melee?
20? 30?
30.
30?
That's what I would do.
I think I just gave him
that
idea.
That's why you're dead. I don't know what that means.
I almost just shot the old man. I was like,
close.
You did. Ask about him holding it weird.
So
yeah, I didn't get that.
You see a spatula come out of his back pocket, and he bends down and puts it right next to your ear, and you even feel a little nick on the edge of your ear.
It's a kukri, not a spatula.
Troy? Probably should have given him a bonus for prone, but that's okay. Troy? You now see, after the ashtray apparently shot a bullet, which is really fucking weird, he attempt to smack Myers in the face with a spatula and barely miss.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him.
Okay.
Oh, that's not good.
How bad is it?
What'd you roll?
75. F 60. Not terrible.
Not the worst.
It's not a crit fail.
It's not a crit fail, and you are prone. Otherwise, that would absolutely be a shot into melee.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Fire up.
Like, press it against his tank. Can I do that?
No, he's bent over me. I'm putting it to his forehead.
Yep.
Is there a bonus for that?
Motherfucker! Crit fail!
Click!
Yep, you're out of bullets, dude.
Could I have gotten closer?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that you're firing and walking towards them. I need a luck roll.
Is there like a bonus for being closer? That's what I'm trying to get at, I guess.
There is, but it's you gotta be a little bit closer than you are. I should have played it a little differently. It's within 3 meters, but he should have gotten it on Jeff. Jeff should have gotten it on him. I forgot that it was that close. I thought you had to be a lot closer than that for point blank.
So next time.
Jeff, please make me a D100 roll.
Yeah, luck roll.
Yes.
Pass.
So you put the bullet to his temple as you're laying down. He seems to turn his head, and as he turns his head, the TV beside you explodes as that fucking ashtray fires another goddamn bullet.
Shoot him!
Try it!
This time the spatula comes down, but your arm from the Glock is in the way. And now you're kind of... He's holding it right above you.
Uh-huh.
Sir, you've now walked halfway across the room. I'll give you plus 20%.
That's a double zero.
Pass.
Roll damage, please.
What do I roll?
I don't know. What do you got?
Pistol. It's on my sheet.
I'm going to say a standard Glock.
A Glock? A Glock is 1d10. That's whatever pretty. That's pretty heavy duty.
Whatever handgun.
That's a 9mm.
It's still heavy duty compared to some of the other guns in this game.
I think it is still a d10 actually.
Most guns in this game are d10.
Yes.
10.
Okay. Sandroll.
Exactly.
Killed a guy before. Pass.
But have you killed a guy into another guy after you killed him?
I'll give you one.
Yeah.
And you may not be adapted to violence.
I am.
I passed.
No, you're not adapted to violence because you didn't fail that roll. You passed.
No, but I took sanity.
That's true. That's fair. I'll give you that. Well, at this point, it doesn't really. You passed.
Oh, yeah. Do I take that last one then?
Yes.
Oh, I just won, but.
No, because that was unnatural. All your sand rolls were for seeing shit go crazy.
No.
So, now we go to the aftermath. So, you shoot. The head comes off. There ceases to be a back of what now appears to be a significantly younger, blood and sweat covered man. He is not 5'6". He's in fact 6'2", which accounts for his heaviness. He's 50 pounds lighter than he just appeared, and his body just fell on you. You're adapted to violence, but let's take that into consideration when you play again, Jeff, that you had a guy blow brains out right over the top of you.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, you now located Arvin Chilton.
Hey, you removed the threat.
The spatula now appears to be a butcher knife. Troy, as you step around the corner, you see a bloodied body of an officer with a slit throat. The bathroom is absolutely covered in blood. And you got poor Pete, who is brainless. And you hear a...
All units report shots fired, lazy days in. All units report shots fired, lazy days in.
What do
can
you
I,
do?
Can I find the radio?
Oh, yeah, no, it's obvious now. You see, you're like, how the fuck did I miss it? There is a 6-foot-tall man stuffed into this bathtub with his throat slit, and he's still, blood still gurgling out of his arteries.
I'll grab the radio.
Okay.
Get on there. This is Agent Byers. Officer down, shots fired. Chilton has been shot. I know how to do it.
Piece of shit.
I'm covering our ass and making this look like a normal murder.
Mistake, just fireworks. Leave.
I'm in this too deep.
Are you doing anything different? Are you following his lead?
I don't have a choice now.
We could shoot him.
Not wrong.
I'm just making sure that you didn't do that.
Lead not anyway.
Okay, what are you guys doing? I mean, you're already hearing sirens on the way. You've got a smoking gun. It would be nice to have a guy with forensics, but his goddamn brains are splattered all over the wall. What are you doing?
The ghost of Pete stands up. You got a glass of water?
I shoot the ghost of Pete.
Are you doing anything else? You have a few moments to somehow solve this and to get your story straight.
Chilton killed the police officer.
Yep.
And Pete, and took him down.
We stumbled upon it. He took down.
He did surprise.
Yep.
Okay. That's the story. We're going with that. Are you doing anything else?
Self-defense, right? It's a good story to go with.
Are you doing anything to the room? Are we looking through the room? Are we doing anything else?
I
am checking the bag.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Inside the bag, amidst the clothes, you find another Glock and a hand grenade.
Oh my god. I will take that Glock and the hand grenade, I guess.
You doing just putting it in your pockets?
Yes. Carefully.
Throw it in one of the SUVs. I don't throw it. It might blow.
And Troy, I'll give you this. That's not a copy of As You Like It anymore.
What is it?
It's an old, cracked, leather-bound journal that looks at least maybe 100, 150 years old. What do you do with that?
I'm sliding it somewhere. Tucking it.
Bureaucracy rolls.
I made it.
You know that they will take your firearms away from you and check you because it is a shooting.
Yeah.
Okay, so stuff it. Fuck, I don't know where.
Book?
The other Glock and the frickin' hand grenade. Or should we just leave that to be found?
The Glock and hand grenade probably... Yeah, just leave it in the bag.
Yeah.
The stuff.
Okay, so you're leaving the Glock and the hand grenade...
Yeah.
...in the bag.
Yeah. Take the book.
Where's the book going?
How close do I... Can I sense how close...
You have moments.
Get the book in my work bag.
You could get there if you needed to.
I don't know if that's a good idea. I feel like they're going to search not just this room.
Stuffed in a bush. I don't know.
That's a lot.
What are you going with?
Are there like, yeah, like bushes? Like.
Sure. How far away are you walking down? If you walk down to the end of the motel, there's a couple of little bushes over there next, you know, to kind of conceal the trash, the dumpster or whatever. They're on the next block over.
My thought.
I can't take it. You gotta take it.
You have moments.
I am covered in blood. I will leave a trail.
They're coming around the corner.
Fine. I'll stash it in his bag in the next room.
Okay. You toss it in the bag, and you turn back to the open door, and every goddamn squad car you imagine in Ocean City hits. Put your hands up, you know, stop, blah, 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 you know. Gambeson is, you know, first man up. Whoa, 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 hold on, what's going on here? Everybody put your, you know, every gun in Ocean City is now pointed at you.
If he's still in the room, I'm going to yell, dial.
Badge in the air.
No, I'm going to yell, dial a number.
Emergency contact.
Yeah.
Are you dialing the number from the hotel room? Is that what you're doing?
I don't... before they get there?
I don't know. You're yelling that after the cops are already there, so I think that opportunity is shit, unless you're literally going to be on the phone as the cops roll up.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Cops come in.
Hand them the phone.
Cops come in, they're like... They're like, you know, they've got their guns drawn, but Gambeson is leading them saying... We need the guns. Let's take you in. Let's talk about this. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So
that I would have as they pull up, I would throw the gun on the floor and do the whole thing.
Okay. So they take you in. Several officers lose their lunch as they look into the hotel room that you're in. Okay. And you gentlemen are taken down for questioning. You get your story straight. You say it like it is. The young man keeps asking over and over, what happened to Duchesne? Where's Duchesne? What do you say, Troy?
He disappeared on us. We don't know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, we came in and we have no idea.
Okay.
He was gone and Chilton was there.
So sometime in the afternoon of the 27th, you're both given leave to go back home. There will be more questions, but for the moment, they can't dispute... What do you do the 27th?
Do I still have the book?
The book was with your personal items, so yes. They would not have taken the book from you.
Okay.
You have the book.
I will stop at a gas station on the way home.
Okay.
Get a little prepaid phone.
Okay. Now we're thinking like agents.
Yeah, and call the 800 number.
You've already called him from your phone.
Report.
Chilton's dead. I have his book.
We're aware.
Are you aware that I have his book?
We'll consult. We'll be in touch.
Retain the book or destroy it?
Retain it. We'll send someone. Go home. Click.
I told him that I would just let him have the book.
Well, do you tell him, you know, at this point, you guys are kind of shit out of luck, because, I mean, you could drive the rental cars back.
Yeah, as soon as I was released, I'd go my separate way from him.
What are you doing, Mr. Winters?
Yeah, just go home.
Okay, you go home. You both are the worst for wear, obviously. Do any of you pay attention to the news out of Ocean City for the next few weeks?
Yeah.
Front page of Ocean City, followed shortly thereafter by the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, and every major newspaper in the world, talks, the word on the New York Times is, in quotes, slaughterhouse in octogenarian home. And you guys see a couple of grisly photos of what can only best be described as an abattoir that you recognize as the inside of Duchesne's home. I need one final sand check for you for, we'll go with helplessness.
Missed it by one.
So, in addition to, you begin to see, and you see reports, and you have access to this, so you probably even look it up. You probably could if you want. So, the house doesn't quite look like the house did when you guys were there. Probably explains the smell quite a bit.
It really wasn't ham and cheese and olives.
Really, really wasn't. You're dead, though, so you don't know.
Yeah, but I probably ate an eyeball.
Yeah, you probably did.
Blood and human matter has been painted on the entryway hall in odd patterns. You lose one sand for that, Jeff. Appears to be in interesting patterns, if either of you would ever like to look that up. You can roll me a sand, too, for violence. Because you're already adapted to it, although this is uncomfortable.
Yes.
It's a zero, but blood and human matter all over. You see fingerprints. You see whatever. And then there are stories. You see the photos. Of the human flesh and eyeballs inside the refrigerator. So that hits the newspapers the 28th. That is everywhere. It is all over the internet. It has become the, you know... Of course, everyone wants to know where Duchesne is.
Is my name in this?
Surprisingly, no.
That was taken care of, apparently.
Though, you're lucky in the fact that Gambeson and a few others... were in the house and also did not note the fact that literally every fucking surface was covered in blood. You notice on the 29th, a body is fished out of the ocean at 34th Beach Street in Ocean City. The body is horribly disfigured. The eye sockets are empty. It is torn up by knife wounds. And they say that identification might take a week or more. Are you looking at crime scene photos for that? You recognize a very telltale scar.
Yeah.
On the left side of that individual's face. On April 5th, they recognize Alexander Duchesne as having died probably around the 22nd or 23rd, having been tossed into the ocean. Though it's hard to tell because his body has been decomposed. Now, the big question is, Mr. Byers.
Yeah.
Do you look at the book?
Fuck yeah, I do.
You go crazy.
I probably need those, don't I?
You might. You might. We'll see what you do here. You find it is the journal of a man. You may want to take notes on this. I don't know. You find the journal of a man named Michael Thornton.
Hang on.
This journal appears to have been written in the late 1890s, mid-1890s. It tells the story of Michael Thornton, who was an heir to a mining fortune, who went off to locate the ancient masters in the mountains of India. He talks of wandering. He talks of setting off with 24 men from Gorkhapur. And he set off in 1889. He returns in 1894, 600 miles from his departure point, nearly starved to death, but claimed to have met the ancient masters. He told of strange gray men with elongated skulls that taught him some chants. These chants are known as the Magdol Tha, or the Testament of the New Flesh. Supposedly, these three chants, when learned, can alter the physical state of a person, the physical state of things around them, or the physical state of nearly anything that they desire. Thornton, who talks of how he suffered from tuberculosis, learned these chants and brought them back from the enlightened masters of the earth to teach people in the United States. That is roughly when it ends, although the series of chants are written out. What would you like to do, Jeff?
Does it say what they do?
The first is supposed to restore the body. The second can change things. And the last one is supposed to change anything to whatever you want.
How long's it been?
You have a couple of days. They've not contacted you immediately.
I'm going to try the one to restore the body and heal the bullet wound.
Okay. Are you reading it out loud?
It's a chant, so I'm assuming.
Roll me sand.
Fail.
Lose one sand.
Okay.
You notice that your body is you chant this. It's 10 syllables, and it takes you about 5 or 6 seconds to chant. And you've been reading this and reading this and reading this and reading this, and you say the chant. And as you say it, you notice your entire body kind of shimmer. And for a moment, you seem to lose like 15 or 20 pounds. Your eyes seem a little brighter. Your skin seems a little clearer. And that bullet wound disappears just for a split second. And then it all comes rushing back.
Okay. I'm good.
That's it?
Yep. I tried it.
Two more chance. You can try again, you know.
I'm good.
I
will wait for the program.
At some point, the program comes. They take the book away from you. A similar, not so similar, but same named agent John Smith from the group asks you about the book. Did you read the book?
No.
What did you learn? You didn't read the book. Blah, 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 blah. They take the book from you. You still remember it. So you might want to write that down on your character sheet. First chant of the Magdol Tha. It's kind of sing-songy. Iesu Domine, kind of like that. So you remember it. So you could always try it again. And someone from the National Reconnaissance Office named Jane Smith also contacts Mr. Sumner's. Basically, you guys fucked that up each way from Sunday, but at least you recovered the book. They'll be in touch. And we'll talk about how all that shit fucked with your personal life later when I learn all that. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Control Copy by Dennis Detweiler. Now you see why it was called Cuban 8. I just fuck you guys off in a circle until it's time for me to do what I want to do.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I understood. Like, we literally did everything and had nothing to go on. So
it's
like,
yeah.
Eventually something's going to happen. We just have to wait it out. I was a little confused, like, because I got that alertness check to see what he was doing, but I didn't get a chance to...
You don't see anything. As best as you can tell, which Jeff would know, there is literally nothing you can do with the visual. Okay. As far as you know, the last thing you saw was an old man kind of looking at an ashtray,
right.
And then the whole world went black for you. As Jeff would have learned through his intense reading, it is, you get the sense that someone who utilizes the Magdol Tha, any of the chants, still understands what those things are, and they can still function as those things may be. So I can change this pen into a baseball, and everyone's going to see it as a baseball, but it's not a baseball. You can even pick it up and touch it like a baseball. The only real reason why it broke was because he had concealed the body, and he didn't have a good enough time to chant. And so the body was still mostly there. So when you felt for it, you found it. But yeah, you ate eyeballs, you ate human flesh, you dodged all that, shot you in the face... Shot you in the chest.
I dodged all that.
You dodged all that.
Yeah, I'm 0 for 2 on Detweiler scenarios here.
So that was Control Copy. I thought that was a really fun one because I knew that it would piss Jeff off to kind of... All the clues are there. It's just impossible to know if you don't make the leap of faith to all the shit is imaginary.